Good morning. This is Moses Stolzfus, and I'm here to bring the Daily Inspirations this morning. My phone number, in case you want to reach me, is 717-656-9576. And I'd like to talk about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. I'd like to start off this morning by with a scripture in Psalms 29:2, Psalms 29, starting in verse 2, let's start in verse 1. It says, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And as I think of beauty of holiness, I think of walking with the Lord, of being, walking in His commandments, fulfilling His will, and not being selfish, but just walking with the Lord in the beauty of holiness, it says. So I really appreciate that. I had to think, what does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth? What does it mean to sing? Is that worship? Is singing the only way that we can worship God? Sometimes I hear the idea of the worship service on Sunday morning was so beautiful. And, I believe, and the reference is being made to the singing on Sunday morning. Well, I really believe that we are supposed to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness every day. And that is not just by singing. I believe our very works, our very walk with God, is a means to worship God. And if that walk is in holiness, then it's we can worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I do believe that Sunday morning holds a special place for us and for the Lord as far as worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I believe that a whole Sunday morning service should be a worship service, whether it be the preaching or whether it be the singing. In John 4:21-24, it says, references being made to worshiping God in the Spirit. And in 21, it starts out, "Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father." This is where Jesus met this woman at the well, and he saw into her heart, and he told her that the husband that she has now is not her husband. And so this is the setting. And so let's continue on in verse 22. "You worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." That's exactly what God wants. God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Why? In verse 24, it explains why we are supposed to worship God in spirit and truth. It says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." I often heard that in the German, and it says, "Göttlich und Geist, die ihn anbeten wollen, müssen ihn in Geist und in der Wahrheit anbeten." Now, when I heard that in the German, usually it raised questions in my mind. What does that mean? Worship God. Gott ist ein Geist, die ihn anbeten wollen, müssen ihn im Geist und in der Wahrheit. I just couldn't quite understand that, because I was not seemingly worshiping God at that time in spirit and in truth, or in the Geist and in the Wahrheit. But let's go on here. God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay, let's go to Philippians 2:13. And there it says that Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And then in John 17:4, just turn to John 17:4, and it says, I have glorified thee on the earth. Here is Jesus Christ speaking. And he says, I have glorified the Father in the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Jesus Christ so walked on this earth that he knew that his work was finished. And then he must go to his Father again. And, you know, Paul said words something similar to that. Paul said, I have finished my course. I have run the race. I have finished my course. And I guess my question to you this morning is, have you run the race? How are you doing in running the race? Have you finished the course? Are you old or young? And if you are old, and you know that you have run a good race before God, you have finished the course, you have walked with him, you have worshipped him in truth and in spirit, and you have finished the course. You know, this little meditation here this morning is not just a few words to bring to make you feel better. But what I would really like to do this morning is to help you, to guide you into a deeper study. I'd like for you to take and look into your Strong's Concordance and what does it mean to worship God? Look it up, study it, and meditate on it to worship God. And how do I worship God? Am I worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Or am I doing it in the flesh? I believe that many people, what they call worship on a Sunday morning, is only drumming it up in the flesh. And it's doing things that appeals to the flesh, and it's not at all worshiping God. And I'm not going to name anybody, any specific groups or anything like that. But, you know, let us look into our own hearts. Am I worshiping the Lord in the spirit and in the truth? So if you don't understand exactly what that means, look it up. Study the subject and make sure that you are actually worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the spirit and in the truth. I could give you many different names of people who thought they were worshiping God. And when God revealed himself to them, they realized that they were not worshiping God. They were only worshiping a religion or maybe even themselves. But they were not worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. But, you know, once they saw themselves for who they were, once they realized what Jesus did for them on the cross, the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and what that means to mankind, once we come to grips with that and realize, and by faith, take that and make it a part of our life. And then, and only then, can we worship the Lord Jesus in the beauty of holiness. Can we worship the Lord Jesus in spirit and in truth? So, again, I just entreat you to study this. Look into your own heart. Where am I going? Do I have the assurance of salvation? Does the Spirit of God witness with my spirit that I am a child of God? I asked that of someone on Monday evening, and she was struggling, and she was not, she had professed that she is born again, but when she came to the place of seeing who she was before a holy God, she realized that she is not a child of God. But when she came through, she struggled through, and finally, she was able to say yes to the question when I asked her, does your spirit bear witness, does God's spirit bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God? And she quickly said, yes. And so I just so appreciate when somebody can from the depths of their heart say that without any doubt. So God bless you this morning. I look forward to meeting with you again tomorrow morning. God bless you and have a great and wonderful day.